This goes out to the AVS fam, to the crew getting ready at the Pepsi can. DJ Triple T banging thunder with the high jams. My dog Bernie Yan smiles in the West Stands.
The ColoradoHockey.com podcast is brought to you by FSFAM.com, AVSFAM.com.
Do you have any idea how close we are to watching real hockey? I'm not talking about camp hockey. I'm not talking about preseason hockey. And I'm not talking about burgundy and white. I'm not talking about is Matt Duchene about to be traded. I'm talking about real hockey. Opening night roster. We are on opening night eve.
Game on.
Every year there's a new storyline that we didn't expect. Every year there's some player who plays better than anyone expected. And every year there's players who fail us, who didn't play as good as we thought they could play, who didn't even show up and really give it a good effort. These are all of the things that we like to bitch about on Twitter. This is what makes us fans, which is a fanatic. So probably for the one and only time this year, I'm actually excited to see all the fanatics out there too. The Twitter trolls, the people who are pissed off, the people who think we suck, the people whose glass isn't just half empty, it's half broken. I'm excited about all of it because I've been waiting way too long to have hockey back in my life. So tomorrow night, it all becomes real again. Now, the players who are going to be on the ice weren't exactly what I was expecting, but you never know. The one thing I do really like is Coach Bednar is putting the people out there that he thinks deserve it, the people he thinks can get a win, the people playing the system, the people doing what you're supposed to do. One of those people that I haven't seen on the list is Carl Soderberg. What's going on here? Is Soda just over it? Is he not able anymore to show up and give it a real effort? I mean, you could look at it from the angle of maybe he just wasn't actually a good fit for the Avalanche. We get this guy who's pretty big, not particularly fast, and kind of needs a lot of really good players around him to be the best player that he can be. And he's on lines without the best players, and he's not really that fast. And being big is cool, but you got to be able to get to the puck to make a play. He hasn't been doing a whole lot of that, and it could just be that Soderberg is on the wrong team at this point. I say all of this to say this. I think the Avs aren't going to be done right away. I think the Avs are content with what they have on the ice for now, but they're going to be making changes, and it's going to have a lot to do with effort. Not so much how much somebody's getting paid, but how much somebody's trying, how much they're buying into the system, and how much of a team player they are. Now, even if you're Carl Soderberg, who's probably a team player at heart, it's just hard to do it when you're not fitting in with the team. You can't go putting that square peg in the round hole. Well, he's pretty square right now. We've got a lot of round holes, and I think it's really important that we get the players who can fill those gaps, who can be the guy that we want them to be on the ice, and who can play Bednar's system. So if your last name starts with an S and ends with an Oderberg, there's a pretty good chance you're probably getting traded this year. That's what I see happening, and I don't think it's just him. I think there's a lot of other players who could be gone this season. I think that the Avs are just going to make the transactions they need to make until they feel like they have a good team, a good core, a young team that they can build from and build up. I should take a moment, by the way, to do a quick sidebar and say thank you to all the people out there actually doing reporting. The BSNs of the world, the Post, those other dudes. Is there anyone else reporting on the Avs right now outside of BSN and occasionally the Post? And if there is, they're probably just getting their news from them anyways. How many dudes can be in a locker room? So kudos to them, and thank you for bringing us good Avalanche coverage. On the flip side of that, what the hell? What's it going to take for the Avalanche to get some respect again? Oh, a winning season, you say? I agree.
Go ABS, go.
So Nemeth. Yeah, I don't know a damn thing about this guy other than what I read online, and it seems like he's a good buddy of Landeskog is the first and most important part of this. Second, he's a Swede, and third, he's a defenseman, like the ones we just got rid of. Yeah, and the little bit of tape that I've been watching on this guy, I don't quite get what the Avs are after here, but you know what? I don't make my money bringing players in. I don't make my money being a GM. Those guys do, so maybe there's something there that I don't see. But the coolest thing that's happening here that nobody's mentioning is he is a Swede, and the Avs are going to take a trip to Sweden, and that's super awesome for him. Maybe he's just a buddy for Gabe. Yeah, the Swedes are just getting their band back together, and they're going to take it to Sweden and put on a show, I guess. Or maybe it's because some of the defensemen that we got didn't exactly pan out. I mean, Mironov is doing what? Not a lot. I mean, trying not to lose his job, which doesn't make you a very good hockey player. I say it all the time, and I will say it again. If you're not playing to win, you're just playing not to lose, and that's not good enough in the NHL. What about Lindholm? Everybody thought he was going to make the team. I mean, he was pairing up with some of our prominent D players, yet he's on his way to the AHL. Who saw that coming? I didn't. Then we've got AJ Greer, who's not even playing because he's in an injured non-roster situation, which means that he's already AJ Greered himself. This is going to become a term now. He's Greered himself. Well, Greer is going to have to balance his aggressiveness, his willingness to scrap with people, with his hockey and his edge. He plays a lot like I do, and I appreciate the guy for it, but you do take damage, and sometimes you don't recover that quick, and it looks like he has stalled his career already. I'm really hoping this is a one-off and that he gets his shit back together. So I like AJ Greer. I think he belongs on this team. And there are a few other assignments that you would expect. Boykov is no longer with us. He's back down in the AHL. This player, that player. But here is the real story. The thing that everybody is looking for this year, whether they know it or not. the return of Yakupov. Is he actually the guy that everybody thought he could be now? Is he ready now? Because every other team has gone through this before. They gave him a chance. They're like, yes, he's awesome in practice. He's awesome in preseason. But when that puck drops on the regular season, is he awesome for that first game? And then the next five? And he's consistent enough through the next 20? Is he a player who's going to make a real impact on our team finally? And are we still a guy who is awesome? I don't know. Everybody seems to think that when they get him. And now we've got him and we're going to give that a go. For me, yeah, I think that we got a good deal. I think this is the time that he's going to shine, but I think we're going to win the cup every year, so I'm clearly not in tune with the world. Nail Yakupov possesses skills that a lot of other players don't, but he is a combiner. He is a guy who plays to the ability of his linemates. He's a guy that needs really good guys around him, so long as the Avs give him really good pieces, I think they're going to be like a GoBot, and they're going to connect together and make a bigger GoBot, and they're going to be awesome and score a lot of goals until one of them gets hurt, and then we're going to see a little dip, and we'll find out what happens then. I think for Yakupov, the biggest thing is his own head. You've seen that he's come in with a really rosy attitude, and he's trying to make sure that he keeps it level. He wants to make sure that he's out there having fun. Every interview is about him having fun. So let's keep him having fun. Let's just go out there and play some hockey. Let's make passes, score goals, and win games. That's simple. Yeah, I don't know about you guys, but I'm stoked. I'm ready for some hockey. Unlike Game of Thrones, when the winter comes, things get better. Beer tastes better during hockey season. I get along with people who I would never hang out with in real life during hockey season because of the Avs. It's time. Hockey's back. Game on. If you like this podcast, go to iTunes and subscribe. Just search for Colorado Hockey, click the button that says subscribe, and your life just got better. Or go to coloradohockey.com and click on the button that says get it on iTunes. This and every other podcast that we do is brought to you by AvsFam, AvsFam.com. The coolest hockey shirts for the coolest hockey people. Go check them out. You're going to love it. Stay awesome.